Conservation groups are trying to convince a judge to reverse a land use management plan created 5 years ago that allows off-road vehicle users access to large portions of land in south central Utah. One such group is the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance, which argues the vehicles are harming delicate landscapes near Capitol Reef National Park and the Glen Canyon Recreation Area.
The plan specifically designated more than 4,200 miles of dirt, roads, and trails for use by off-highway vehicles. That's a really fairly dense spider web of off-highway vehicle trails throughout this landscape, and when they did it, they simply didn't follow the law.
Stephen Block, an attorney for the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance, says off-road vehicles pose the greatest danger to lands in the Richfield BLM district, including Factory Butte, the Henry Mountains, and the canyons of the Dirty Devil River.
Well, I think what we are seeing on the ground are real significant impacts as a result of sort of rampant levels of off-highway vehicle use in this very fragile area.
Block says off-road vehicle trails should not be located in places where they damage watersheds, increase dust, or disturb soils.
So we're seeing everything from harassment of wildlife, increase dust and dust storms as a result of all the off-road vehicle use, breaking up these soils. We believe that there's several streams and other watersheds in this area that are being overrun by off-highway vehicles. You know, the destruction in this area, as well as in a number of other parts of the state that we hope to have the court hear later, was significant. I mean, I think a nice way to sum it up is that when this plan was implemented at the end of the Bush administration, it was wildly unbalanced in that it prioritized off-highway vehicle use above all other uses of the public land. And what we're trying to get through this lawsuit is a relook by the BLM to bring some balance back to how these lands are being managed.
Other groups, however, say the BLM has already taken too much away from off-road vehicle users and say more closures don't reflect the best land management ideas. Brian Hawthorne is a spokesman for the Blue Ribbon Coalition, a national off-highway vehicle advocacy group. He says the coalition wants to find better solutions, but doesn't want more road closures.
Well, we're all, I think, weary of the seemingly never-ending closures. Over the last 20 years or so, have closed thousands of miles of roads and trails in Utah alone. And I think we can even document tens of thousands. We would like to work with the agencies and the other interest groups to effectively manage off-highway vehicle recreation. We would rather do that not in the courtroom. You know, we would rather do that on the ground, looking at, well, what's wrong with a specific route and can it be fixed, rather than fighting out in the courts.
Hawthorne says his group is sensitive to concerns about natural resources, but argues better solutions could be found outside the courtroom.
It's really frustrating to, you sort of get the idea you're standing at the door and knocking. You know, you've got all these tools, you want to do the right thing, but for whatever reason, we always end up in court. We always seem to be defending what we have left. You know, the perspective of what we lost is out the door. Now we have to compromise again. And that shouldn't be the goal. The goal should be just to manage our use so that there's minimum impacts. And there's enough land out there to have, you know, opportunity for everything from primitive wilderness activist hiker opportunity all the way to OHV.
Tuesday's hearing begins at 9 a.m. before Judge Dale Kimball at the U.S. District Courthouse in Salt Lake City. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Matt Jensen.